Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes Vav. So in the previous Pasuk or two, we were saying how Klal Yisrael had turned their backs on God and turned their necks like somebody running away and not listening to the Nevi'im. But now we sort of exceed that, going to the next level. Not only do we refuse to listen, but Vayim Asu Eschukav Ves Risa Asher Karasas Avosam. Not only did they harden their necks, not only did they not listen, but now they treated with disgust. They made disgusting, mius, his decrees, his covenant that he made with their fathers. Veis eidvo sav asher heidvam. And his testimonies that he testified against them. Vayelchu acharei ha-hevel vayehbalu. And this is very much a Yirmiyah-type statement. He makes statements like this in Sefer Yirmiyah as well. They followed nonsense and made themselves nonsense, behaved senselessly. Acharei ha-hevel va-yehebalu, they made ba'alei hevel, and they connected themselves to Avodah Zarah that had nothingness to them. It says also in Yirmiyah, in the 3 weeks Haftorahs that we read, they made themselves vayachzvulahem boros, boros nishbarin. They dug themselves wells, but broken wells, cracked wells, that asher lo yochilu hamayim, that couldn't hold the water. It's almost like Yirmiyah waxes poetic, but is at a loss for words for the nonsensical way that Klal Yisrael puts their faith into items that they themselves created, and into hevel, as Kohelet says, hakol hevel. And that hevel is a terrible thing. Hevel means nothingness that will never come to anything. There's a Dvar Torah. I once heard a truly memorable Tzom Gedaliah speech about Kayin and hevel. It's truly memorable for a number of reasons. At one point, he pointed out that Kayin's tshuva was accepted. Kayin the Zeda of all Reitzchim. It was Rav Elia Brodny. It was a beautiful schmooze. It was also memorable because I put my bicycle into the basement of the shul where I was hearing the lecture, and my bike got stolen. And I came down after Meirev to no bicycle, as local hoodlums had snuck into the open door and stolen my unlocked bike out of the shul basement. But I still feel, and I felt then, that it was a worthwhile price to pay. It was a really tremendous schmooze that stuck with me. Hevel comes to nothingness because Kayin killed him and therefore killed an entire olam full of descendants that would have come from this son of Adam HaRishon. Hevel is a truly empty word. It's a connotation of complete worthlessness that comes to nothing. It's just no mamashas. When they followed after the goyim who surrounded them, who were all around them, asher tziva Hashem osan l'volti asos kohen, that God had commanded them, don't do like these goyim that are all around you. In the world that we live in, and this is not to go crazy old internet asifa on anybody, but in a world of internet hevel, isn't a message board, isn't social media basically hevel for the most part? What I ate for dinner, where I'm going, how my life is perfect, even though we all know in real life our perfect internet lives are not so perfect. I've read psychological articles about how on Facebook and Twitter we try to present ourselves in the best possible light, but our real lives fall short. That's hevel. That's nothingness. And we have entire generations emulating the TikTok world out there. That is dangerous. If you do so without any level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life, if you compartmentalize that way, you're asking for trouble. I'm not a rabbi who's getting on to say TikTok is usher and that's what's wrong with this generation, that's what's wrong with the world. I'm saying if you don't infuse your social media behavior and persona with some Hashem, then perhaps you are doing this. You are chasing the hevel that you create. And the internet has even less mamashas because it's not a physical reality. It's all a construct of the mind. It's all abstract. Just because we are living 3,500 years later doesn't mean we are immune to these same forces and these same temptations about from the world around us. Tezayin vayazvu es kol mitzvos Hashem Elokeihem. And so, of course, if you turn your neck on God, and if you refuse to listen to God, and if you refuse to pay attention to God, and if you refuse to obey God, and if you make God disgusting in your own eyes, yet again, not to harp on the internet, but if you ever read internet comments about religion and God, they are frightening in terms of their level of not just apikorsis, not just, but rejection and hatred of the idea of organized religion. Everybody on the internet is an expert on why religion is the opiate of the masses. Well, Karl Marx himself was peddling something else that was supposed to be his own version of religion. And look how far that's gotten in all of the century and a half, almost 200 years since his time. So of course they abandon all the mitzvos of Hashem, their God. Vayasu lahem masecha, shnei agolim. And they made themselves graven images, two calves. So, of course, it always comes back to Yeravam ben Nevat when we are talking about Malchus Yisrael. Yeravam ben Nevat created Malchus Yisrael, in a manner of speaking, in his own image. Yeravam ben Nevat split God's 12 tribes, destroyed the brotherhood that kept the 12 original sons of Yaakov together. And he made two golden calves to replace God. Cast statues, pouring molten metal into molds, trying to be intermediaries between man and God or the forces of nature, or trying to be gods themselves. The kings of Yisrael are using the old Paro model of making themselves into Avodah Zarahs, says the Me'am Loes. And furthermore, Vayasu Asherah. And of course, they made the Asherah fertility goddess, Vayishtachavu L'chol Tzva HaShamayim. And they bowed down to the whole host of the heavens. Everything God created turns into an Avodah Zarah all its own. Vayavdu Es HaBaal. And of course, in the end, they also worshipped the Baal. The Baal god of the Canaanites was the god, well, there were many Baals, but there was the sun god above all, as in the Egyptian cults, Amun-Ra, the sun god, who is supposedly the father of the other gods or above the other gods. Here's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm the real thing and you're abandoning me for the Hevel and turning yourselves into Hevel along the way.